sammeln uns, vielleicht nehmen wir ein paar tiefe Atemzüge und fangen dann an. We will sing together, Jai Radha Madhava. Every time I come to a temple, I think it is such a great privilege to be together with like-minded devotees who are on the path of Krishna consciousness or are interested, and I want to make the best use of the time. Also bei jedem Tempelbesuch bin ich sehr dankbar, mit Devotees zusammen zu sein, die auf dem gleichen Pfad wandeln, und denke, das ist gut, wenn wir die innere Entscheidung treffen, diesen Aufenthalt, diese, wir haben jetzt vielleicht eine Dreiviertelstunde zusammen, so schön wie möglich zu verbringen. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Madhava Gunya Vihari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Radha, Radha Kanta, Radha, Radha Kanta, Siradhe. Go, Premanandi, Hari, 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 Bo. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It's so nice to be here again after I was on. I feel I was just yesterday here, but that was already a year ago, I think, that yesterday. That was after the Bhakti retreat, and this is just before the Bhakti retreat. My dear devotees, I have obviously thought about what I would speak about today to you, and decided that it should be something important, worthwhile our time. I will speak about entering the most precious place you have, your sacred space. Also in Deutsch ist wieder ein Jahr vergangen und ich habe mir natürlich Gedanken gemacht, Gott Krishna, please wait, was ich euch sage, und mich entschlossen, vielleicht meine wichtigste spirituelle Erkenntnis im letzten Jahr mit euch zu teilen, nämlich die Entdeckung und die Begehung, ganz wichtig, des eigenen inneren Raumes, des heiligen Raumes, der in uns drin ist. Ich sage ganz kurz Gott Krishna etwas. Can you? Der eigene Raum im Inneren, der heilige Raum im Inneren, ist ein Treffpunkt zwischen der Seele und Gott. Da ist dieses Treffen möglich. I can see already, it will be quite taxing for all of us. We will need to concentrate like anything. Also, the sacred space within is a meeting point. A meeting point where the soul can meet God. If we look outside, on good days, we may see the deities and understand they are Krishna. But when our heart is not so good, we may stand before them without any feeling. So the condition of our heart really decides whether we seek the Lord and the deities or not. Also, an guten Tagen mögen wir vor den Deities vielleicht Krishna erkennen, aber wenn unser Herz nicht richtig eingestimmt ist, stehen wir nur, naja, man sagt in Norddeutschland, wie der Ochs vom Berge, und haben überhaupt keine eigentlich spirituelle Wahrnehmung. So that means that the condition of our heart is most important. Das heißt also, der Zustand unseres Herzens ist wirklich entscheidend. And if we can discover that little door inside that brings us to the special place in the heart where the special place where there is a meeting between us and God, then we are good. Otherwise, we may stand before the spiritual world like the ox before the mountain, you know, without any comprehension. Also wenn wir im Inneren diese kleine Tür finden, die nach innen geht, und wir in diesen heiligen Raum gelangen, in dem es uns möglich ist, Krishna zu sehen und etwas dabei zu empfinden, dann geht es uns gut. Sonst sind wir in unserem ganzen spirituellen Leben eigentlich sowas wie blinde Gäste, blind guests. A guest may come into a temple room, but he doesn't see anything, and if he is also spiritually blind, he doesn't feel anything. So today I would like to just discuss about this mysterious sacred space in the heart, which is there in everyone's heart, but it is known to only a few. I would say even in our movement for Krishna consciousness, maybe only 8% know about this space. So heute möchte ich über diesen heiligen Raum im Herzen sprechen, der für viele neu ist. Selbst in unserer spirituellen Bewegung würde ich mal sagen, dass ungefähr nur 8% der Mitglieder eine solide Kenntnis von diesem Raum besitzen. Gut. There are many, many songs and I could say verses in our scriptures which speak about this heart. And I will give you a few examples. Es gibt viele Lieder, aber auch Texte, die über diesen heiligen Raum im Inneren sprechen. Und hier sind ein paar Beispiele. Komm, o Herr, und wohne im Tempel des Herzens. Oder von der Brahma Sanghita. Santa Sadeva Hridayam Vilokayanti. Die Heiligen sehen ihn im innersten Kern ihres Herzens. So, here are two. Come, my Lord, and reside within the temple of the heart or from the Brahma Sanghita. The saints see him in the innermost core of the heart. Can we do something to make a concentrated atmosphere? We can do. Good, good. Otherwise, also the children are very much welcome, but we will need our focus a little bit. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur spricht über diesen inneren Raum im Herzen so. Er sagt, du, Krishna, existierst im Tempel des Herzens. Und man kann dich dort treffen, wenn die Tür, die Eingangstür zu diesem Tempel, geöffnet ist durch Bhakti Yoga. In Englisch, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you, Krishna, exist within your abode in the temple of the heart, and you can be met there when the entrance door to this temple has been unlocked or opened by Bhakti Yoga. Srila Prabhupada sagt, alle Verwirklichungen Krishna-Bewusstseins sind möglich, wenn man sich im Vorgang der Bhakti beschäftigt. Zu diesem Zeitpunkt wird der verschüttete Eingang zum Inneren des Herzens völlig geöffnet durch die Verwirklichung der höchsten Persönlichkeit Gottes. So, yes, Prabhupada says, all these realizations are possible when one engages fully in the process of bhakti. Then the covered core of one's heart is completely open, to receive a realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So from this we can learn something. There seems to be a great treasure which is there within all of us. It is buried, so to say, or it exists in this inner space, that special room that is the room of the heart, sacred room, sacred space of the heart. There, just imagine, you don't have to run very far to find God if you know how to open the door, which is guarded by the false ego, and can come inside and see yourself and Krishna. Also man braucht gar nicht weit zu laufen. Wenn es einem gelingt, die Tür, die vom Ego bewacht wird, zu erschließen. One mystic says, stop, stop! Where are you running? Paradise lies within. If you keep on running, you might miss it. Halt ein, halt ein. Wo läufst du denn schon wieder hin? Das Paradies liegt im Inneren. Wenn du weiter so herumläufst, wirst du dran vorbeilaufen. These are the teachings not only of our Krishna conscious tradition, they are universal. And I always believe that genuine spiritual facts will be found, at least in part, in the teachings of bona fide spiritual traditions, even different traditions from yourself. Also, das ist ein Allgemeinplatz, ein Allgemeingut aller ernsthaften Tradition, und es ist meine innere Überzeugung, dass alle echten spirituellen Wege von den gleichen Dingen sprechen, nur in anderen Formulierungen. So, in the nectar of devotion, Hare Krishna, we hear of the sacred space of by listening to the amazing story of a Brahmana who found it. This Brahmana was very poor and once came into a gathering of Vaishnavas, just like this one, where he heard about that you can meet Krishna through the process of going inside in meditation, that you can serve him there. Also im Nektar der Hingabe wird von dem Brahmana gesprochen, der einmal in so eine Versammlung stolperte wie diese hier und dort hörte, wie es tatsächlich möglich ist, Krishna im inneren Tempel zu finden und auch zu dienen. So after hearing this, he developed a practice which you can also find described in the Hari Bhakti Vilas. Every morning he went to a river, did the pranayama exercises. They are good for calming or collecting the mind. And then in his mind, collected from four different holy places water and went into a temple, but a temple which existed only within his heart. No? And he had built the temple inside the heart. So nachdem er das gehört hatte, hat er sich jeden Morgen nach der Morgenwaschung an einem Fluss, man machte in der alten Zeit, hatte man keine Toiletten, die so am Haus waren, sondern man ging zum Fluss runter. Und wenn er fertig war mit seinen Waschungen, hat er die Pranayama-Übung gemacht zur Sammlung des Geistes und hat dann im Tempel des Herzens eine Verehrung gemacht. Und hier lese ich euch mal vor, wie das war. He imagined in his meditation that he was dressing the Lord very nicely in costly clothing, ornaments, helmets, paraphernalia. He offered obeisances by bowing down before the Lord, and he meditated on cleaning the temple very nicely. Also er hat sich im Geiste, in der Meditation vorgestellt, den Herrn sehr schön zu verehren, ihn zu schmücken mit Helmen, mit Ornamenten und allen möglichen Dingen. Dann hat er in dem Geist seine Ehrerbietung dargebracht und darüber nachgedacht, wie er sich wohl den Dodi so hochgetan hat. Ich will es jetzt nicht so machen. Und im Tempel dann den Tempelboden gereinigt hat. Das hat er alles in der Meditation gesehen. Und dann then he filled water jugs made of gold and silver with holy water. You remember, he had collected them from the holy rivers. He collected flowers, fruits, incense, sandalwood pulp for worship, and then offered the Lord very nicely puja for the Lord's satisfaction. Then finally he offered artik and some other pujas. So er hat also dann die Früchte und das heilige Wasser gesammelt und seine Meditation beendet durch artik und andere Verehrungen. Sachen. Das hat er tatsächlich täglich gemacht. He did this daily for many, many years. We all have heard this pastime. I will go a little fast through it. One day he had prepared a pot with very hot sweet rice. And he went in his meditation before the Lord. But somehow his finger came in the pot when he wanted to offer it, and it burned, and the sweet rice fell out of his hands. And while this was going on, the Lord of Vaikuntha smiled. So eines Tages ist er gekommen mit einem Topf voll dampfend heißem sweet rice, hat es auf den Altar getragen und dabei ist ihm der Zeigefinger oder irgendein Finger der Hand in den heißen, dampfenden Zwietreis gerutscht. Ah! Und er hat sich die Hände physisch verbrannt und he pulled out the hand and lo and behold, he had burned his fingers. Hat seine Finger tatsächlich verbrannt. So Lord Narayan in the Vaikuntha planets was seeing this and smiled. And when Lakshmi asked him, "Why are you smiling, my lord?" he said, "I will show you." So he then asked that the Brahmana would be brought to him through the Vaikuntha Airways, special airline. He kept the Brahmana by his side. So er hat dann, Krishna hat dann die Vishnu Dutas geschickt, die haben den Brahmana mit den Vimanas geholt, diesen göttlichen Luftschiffen. Und Narayan hat dann alles erklärt zu seiner Gefährtin Lakshmi und hat den Brahmana permanent bei sich behalten. Er ging also nicht wieder in die materielle Welt zurück. So Prabhupada writes, "This shows us how the Lord is all-pervading in spite of being locally situated in his abode. Although the Lord was present in Vaikuntha, he was present also in the heart of the Brahmana when he was meditating on the worshipping process." In Deutsch, das zeigt uns, dass der Herr allgegenwärtig ist, obwohl er auch sich in seinem eigenen Königreich aufhält. Obwohl der Herr gegenwärtig ist in Vaikuntha, war er doch gleichzeitig gegenwärtig im Herzen des Brahmanas, als dieser über ihn meditierte und wie er ihn verehrte. So, yes, I will end here this first part of my lecture, where I have given you some quotations, only a few selected quotations from our scriptures about the sacred space in the heart. Das ist also das Ende von Teil 1 dieser Vorlesung. Congratulations, dass ihr mit euren abgelenkten Gemütern so lange zuhören konntet. Hier haben wir jetzt etabliert, dass in unserer Tradition viel Wissen gegenwärtig ist über diesen heiligen Raum im Herzen. Die ganze Frage ist, wie kommt man dahin? Ich denke, so viele von uns lesen so viele Dinge, tun so viele Riten und geben sich so viel Mühe, aber haben noch nicht den Herrn im Herzen getroffen und sind deswegen innerlich und äußerlich verhärtet. I think so many of us are working so hard in their spiritual life. They follow all the rules of spiritual life. They do everything and they do service so nicely, but they have not yet met the Lord in the heart. And that's why the heart is internally not satisfied. And it's therefore very, very important to know for us as members of a spiritual movement how to come inside and meet the Lord in the heart. There are a few easy ways. There are a few easy ways. A very nice way is, for instance, to repeat the prayers of great acharyas. That touches something in the heart, isn't it? Have you seen when you... Or you read about saints, when you read about Gaur Govinda Maharaj's life and his worship, and you understand how much spiritual awareness he had, you will also, by following or hearing first of all about the footsteps, you will follow these footsteps, and all of a sudden you find yourself in a similar frame of mind. Also ich finde, also in unserer Tradition gibt es Gebete, die man chanten kann, oder man hört über das Leben von Heiligen und folgt in ihren Fußstapfen und findet sich durch diese beiden Wege plötzlich auf einer anderen Ebene, mehr inspiriert. Usually I do a meditation here when I explain this about a prayer, but es ist nicht immer einfach, das zweisprachig zu machen. Könnt ihr überhaupt mir folgen, wenn ich, es muss ja ganz schön anspruchsvoll sein, so. Dann redet er mal in einer Sprache und dann in der anderen und manchmal ist das gar nicht deckungsgleich. Weil er so und so immer so ist, wie er ist. Und kann man folgen, Udama? Ja? Wer von euch spricht denn nur Deutsch und nicht einmal ein kleines Sandkörnchen Englisch? Ja, das ist ja zwei Kinder, ne? Und zwei Erwachsene. Ja. Was hält ihr davon, wenn wir eine ganz kleine Meditation in englischer Sprache machen? Da kann man nicht springen und ihr nehmt einfach daran teil. Du meinst nur Deutsch? Was mache ich denn mit dem? Oh ja, dann müsste ich es mal andersrum fragen. Wer von, who of you does not understand German? Ja, dann müssten wir sagen, arme Ausländer, wenn wir diese Logik verfolgen. Aber das sagen wir nicht. Also nach der Zählung, die ich eben gemacht habe, sind die meisten nicht der deutschen Sprache mächtig. Das ist schon, ja.
Ich kann kurz auf Deutsch da drüben.
Ja, vielleicht. Das ist halt so international geworden, unsere Gesellschaft. Das ist für mich auch ein störender Faktor. Aber das ist unvermeidbar. Gut, wir haben also für die Meditation jetzt eine hervorragende deutsche Übersetzung dort unter. So I'm very sorry that we have these problems of two languages, but let us navigate ourselves in the best possible way. I request you for a moment to just try to become as peaceful as you can. Take a few deep breaths in and out. And whenever you breathe into your heart space. And when you breathe out, let go of tension. In and out. Deep breath. Withdraw your mind from the many things you are concerned with. And just bring it inside. Inside the heart. Where you and the Lord exist. Become aware that in your spiritual essence, you are a part of the Lord. Say to yourself, I'm not this body, but I'm an eternal spiritual soul. And address the Lord in a prayer. My dear Lord, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I am surrendering unto you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me and engage me in your service. Stay for a moment in this space. Where you communicate in your own way, in your own words, through prayer with the Lord in the heart. Please sing from this space. Bring your attention to this space in the heart, no? And then address Krishna there. And you will see that something wonderful will happen. You just remember that you are eternal, the part of Krishna, and then sing to him. Sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.
One more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please stay in this space, bitte bleiben Sie in diesem Bewusstseinsstudium. It's not so difficult, really. You just have to focus. For instance, when you sing, you just focus on the heart, but there on your relationship of between Krishna. You just stay, because the self and the soul are in the heart, and then you are in that space. Ich glaube, die Übersetzung ist in meditative Trancezustände gefallen. Ich sage es deswegen in Deutsch. Also es ist gar nicht so schwierig, wenn Sie zum Beispiel singen, dann konzentriert man sich auf jede Silbe des Mantras, ist im Inneren des Herzens und denkt daran, dass man Krishna anspricht. Also lass uns das noch einmal alle zusammen machen. Let's do it. One, two, three. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And one more time, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. The Chandogya Upanishad says that most of us daily pass by this sacred space in the heart. And they give an example. It's like a man who has a treasure buried in his own garden, but instead of lifting the treasure, he just runs by the treasure and goes to work in the outside world. This is a little bit the tragedy of human life, that we are so close, yet so far. So by a bona fide spiritual process, we come into this space where which Prabhupada also describes as a level of consciousness. No? It's not on the normal level where you see normal things, but you are on a higher level where you have more overview and discover much more things. All you have to be aware of is that you don't fall into the trap of mechanic practice. Even if you practice the sacred space, if you do it mechanically, you will not get it. You will not come there. What could this mean in terms of chanting your japa? Well, in the morning when you sit down, you just take, it's 30 seconds really, 20 seconds time where you think, I'm now really connecting with Krishna in my heart. I'm not doing mechanistic chanting. I address him with this idea of please accept me and please let us have a relationship. No? Please accept me. What could this mean in relationship with Bhagavat Smaran, reading the Bhagavata? What could this mean? Well, you read the text and then you don't read it for turning the pages, but you stop after you have read, for instance, a verse and a purport, and you ask yourself, what does this mean for me, and how can I apply it in my life? No? And immediately you will see it's a whole different situation which you have there. You might find out, oh my God, I've read mechanically, I have no idea what I just read. It must have been about something which Prabhupada said, you know. But more than that, I don't know really to be. Okay, good, don't despair. Kein Grund zur Verzweiflung. And just read it again and then stop again at what did I just read and what does this mean for my life? And after some time you will get it. You get out of the mechanic process and you make actually deep contact with Krishna. What could this mean when you have association with each other? Well, you could see the other as he really is, or try to see them. Oh, I acknowledge you are a part of Krishna, you are serving him. Wow, you are a wonderful company. Let me address you as a servant of Krishna. Let me speak about spiritual things and let me hear from you what you have realized in your life. And in this way you confidentially open your mind and you inquire about confidential practice. It's only because we are so insecure in our spiritual life that we don't dare to speak about spiritual subjects with each other. But whether or not we are secure or it doesn't matter. Try to speak in spiritual ways to each other, and you will see you have another dimension in your talk. So whatever you do is an invitation, really, to enter the sacred space. What could this do with? How could this translate into your normal life? Well, you can think, whatever I'm doing this now for Krishna. Even if, say, you are massaging people as your job, or you are teaching children, or you are working as an engineer somewhere. Say to yourself, I'm dedicating these activities for you, Krishna. I will do them as good as possible, some of these activities are only indirect devotional service, because I will use the fruit of whatever I do, the Lakshmi which I earn in your service, and others are direct. For instance, when you teach children, not think just make this little step, which takes you from the outside to the inside engagement in spiritual life, and you will see after 1 month, the first symptom is Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. You will be full of happiness, and you will not lament for the things which didn't go so well. You will be free from disturbance. Yes, please try. It will be very good for you. I apologize. We tried to find the right translation method, but I think this works the best. With Rasanat. Also auch die Deutschsprachigen haben mit Rasanat eine wirkliche Optimierung von dem, was ich sage. Yes. Gut, das ist, was ich euch mitgebracht habe für heute. Ich hoffe, dass es inspirierend war. I hope it was inspiring. What it will need for each one of you is to think about it and see how it applies for your own spiritual life. That you need to digest it and translate it into your own language. Wouldn't it be nice if you become like that Brahmana? Krishna. So, was machen wir jetzt? Jetzt tanzen wir in Langenthal. Oder in Bern. Ich glaube, das ist jetzt. I think we will serve prasadam to all of you. Am I correct? Yeah? Gora Arti. Or questions? Yes. Do you have any questions? Udava, you suggested questions. You must be burning. Have a burning question.
Yes, this is sacred space. How we can reach? Now we showed us how we can do. To develop this culture more and more, that we just can live.
Oh, yeah. A very good question. That we function in this. There is one method that is explained both in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavata. It is the Shakshit Vena consciousness. What it means is that you go through your life as a neutral witness. In other words, you see the things in your life like this video camera. at the moment the camera function is not on, but there is a video function, and it sees everything which is going on without making any value judgment. No? The camera doesn't say, oh, Uddhava, your shirt is not buttoned up. The camera doesn't say, Prana Vallabhai, you need to brush your teeth. I'm joking, we are friends. Prana Vallabhai's teeth are brushed, you know. I'm just joking. So the camera refrains from all judgments and just sees and does not act emotionally. See, most of us, when we lose our spiritual position in daily life, because we are pulled by various emotions to a level where we lose our neutrality and observer role. For instance, the pain which we carry with us pulls us to feel easily hurt, or other emotions like judgments or putting ourselves above others. All these things kick in very easily, and then we lose our spiritual position. But if instead we just step a step back and just see what is going on. Also, we see what is going on in the minds of another person so that they speak and act the way they do without passing a judgment, without figuring it out. Just, yes, I'm living a life, the other person is living a life. Just like that. And this is the first step. It is the step of disengaging with the material illusion, with the stories you tell yourself about everything and others. And you just disengage, dislodge. And then, in this new space which you have, where you are no longer engaged, you put Krishna in. You say, oh yes, he is a part, I'm a part of Krishna, the other person is a part of Krishna. Yes, we are living now alive in this world under the laws of material nature. We all have our karma to some greater or lesser degree, depending on where we are in our spiritual evolution. To not lose the sacred observer position or the sacred space in the heart, you have to learn to step that step back, no? And see, karanam gunasangasya. It's the gunas which work. But I am different from it. I am a part of Krishna. The whole process of Krishna consciousness, by the way, depends on understanding, not theoretically, but practically, I am different. I am a soul. That Prabhupada writes this in two places, in Gita and also in Beyond Birth and Death. So this is what this means, you know, you step back to the neutral witness. But that's not enough. Now where you have gotten new space, you fill it with Krishna. You need to practice it, by the way. It is not something which comes automatically to you. unless you are very, very, very well engaged with all your senses and all your mind and all your intelligence, then you're purified and you also realize it. Mm. Thank you for your very nice question. For instance, I want to give you a practical example. I have to go to the dentist. And the only thing I really fear in this world is the dentist. It's something from the childhood. There was a traumatic experience with my first dentist, and I only remember a lot of blood, that's all. But I feel it is better if I go, because then later I don't have so much trouble. What I do is I observe the pain and observe the reaction of my painful memory. And I say, yeah, this has happened in childhood. Nowadays, they are the modern dentistry is equipped with good, better instruments, and there is no Dr. Mengele, any longer, So then I go there as a neutral observer, and it's very easy. I step out of the narrative, and I will pray to Krishna. Please let me quickly go through this so that I can use my good health in your service. And like this, it'll be very easy. Krishna. Kennst du Dr. Mengele? Der hatte Versuche an lebendigen Menschen gemacht. Krishna. Nazi-Zeit. Das ist heute nicht mehr. Gut. Anyone else? It's a little hot for philosophical thought, isn't it? I will end with a beautiful story from Bhaktamala. You know, there was once a king, and he built a beautiful temple for something like 20 years. And then he was ready to open the temple, and he prayed to the Lord to appear and grace his ceremony. But the Lord said, I'm sorry, I'm busy on that day. There's another temple opening just across the border. So the king, it was a very good muhuta, a very good astrological time, and he only wanted to open it properly, you know, on the proper time. So yes, he came. So he didn't insist on making a temple opening, but he was curious to see the other temple across the border. And after a lot of inquiry from the people, he finally arrived at the humble hut of a Vaishnava who was meditating just next to the river. He had asked, where is a temple which is built? And the people told him, no idea, but there is a good devotee there. So he saw, when he arrived at the spot where the devotee was meditating, this devotee was totally blissful. When he opened the eyes, he said, I had built my temple and Krishna appeared to you. to me. I had built it in my meditation. So Krishna likes the temples which we build in our heart. I once saw a great devotee. He was preaching and I saw a TV clip and someone asked him, how many temples have you built? And he said, myself I've built one, but I'm helping other people to build temples. Oh, said the people, the interviewers, what temple have you built? Where does it stand? And the devotee said, I build a temple in my heart. And I help other people to build temples in their hearts. So I felt very inspired and remembered this before I sat down and thought about this lecture. Hare Krishna. So I wish you all the best. I hope that you will forget many things from the lecture. I know you. I'm one of you. Just remember temple of the heart. Huh? and then experiment with it. No? Then you have something. And when I come the next time, I ask you, what were we speaking? And then you can remember very easily, temple of the heart. Then I will also ask you, have you built one? And then you have to have a good answer. Hare Krishna. Good. So should we end here? I think so. I wish you all the best. We will sing the Artik now, is it? Super. Ich freue mich unglaublich schon. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.